Welcome to the Government Technology Insider podcast. I'm your host, Matt Langan. As the Department of Defense transitions to the Spiral 4 contract vehicle, it is set to revolutionize military wireless communication with comprehensive solutions that go beyond traditional devices like phones and tablets. Spiral 4 also facilitates the integration of advanced critical communications tools like 5G, fixed wireless access, and public safety, ensuring resilient communication during emergencies. In this episode, I sat down with David Rouse, who's the Senior Director of Defense and National Security Sales at Verizon, and Dave Stepp, who's the Associate Director for Federal Connected Solutions at Verizon, to explore this new contract and how specifically it will empower the military with essential tools and technologies for modern mission-critical operations. I hope you enjoy our conversation today. And David and Dave, welcome and thanks for joining us today.
Hey, good morning, Matt. Thank you.
Appreciate you having us. Thank you.
Yeah, absolutely. It's great to have you both. And let's go ahead and kick it off. So really, what is the Spiral 4 contract? And can you tell us its significance for the military's wireless communications needs? And we'll start with David on this one.
Yeah. So the Spiral 4 contract is the latest iteration of the Department of Defense's journey that they've been on for about the last 20 years with a really kind of a single contract that all DoD users can leverage for their wireless communication needs. It was awarded back in the May timeframe of this year, so transitioning off of the Spiral 3 contract and onto the Spiral 4 contract is the motion that industry and government are in, you know, for the next 2+ quarters, I guess, until we're fully transitioned over to Spiral 4.
Great. Thanks, David. So really, how does the Spiral 4 contract differ from the previous Spiral 3 wireless services contract?
Yeah, thanks, Matt. Really, if you go back over the last 20-ish years and look at this journey that's got us to Spiral 4 now, you know, when we started this, there were 6 national carriers through mergers and acquisitions. We're down to 3 carriers as far as the kind of the primary tier one providers. The iPhone had not yet launched. So obviously, from an industry perspective, there's been a lot of new capabilities that have come over the last many, many years. And with Spiral 4, this 5G services were rolling out kind of around the what was initially planned to be the end of the Spiral 3 contract, which got extended shortly. But Spiral 4 really represents the opportunity to really start to take advantage of 5G services and what, you know, that brings to the table. And I think the big interesting piece here is I would argue that prior contracts have been dominated by phones, mobile phones, smartphones, and those types of plans with some mobile data. But now that we're into 5G, you see a lot more capability in the network to handle increasing data throughput with lower latency. And I think that opens the door for new and different applications of the network for the military user.
Okay, great. You know, along those lines, many people do associate wireless services primarily with phones and tablets. And this next question is actually for Dave. Dave, can you elaborate on how Spiral 4 supports a broader range of technologies and services approaches? Like, for example, how does this contribute to the modernization of military communications, say, even from non-traditional wireless services groups?
No, absolutely. And David just started to touch on this, right? So we now have a contract that, you know, takes advantages of our newer technologies, right? That culturally, you know, the enterprise has caught up with now, right? We have services that are out there that we can utilize our network for that contribute to, you know, again, those higher bandwidth requirements, higher throughput, lower latency applications. So think things like routers, right? Did we have routers? Yes. Could they really support the enterprise or a particular mission? You know, very in limited capacity, right? So I'd like to kind of step back and answer this question with, say, like a personal journey, right? When you move into a new home, one of the first things you're going to do is contact your utility partners, right? And when you call up your, you know, look for an internet provider, you're going to probably say, well, I have needs for, you know, this amount of throughput for my family. This is no different, right? You're leveraging, you know, 4G and now, of course, 5G technologies on all of our different spectrum bands that we have it on. You know, you're looking at services that I need this amount of throughput. Okay, we have that. I'm looking at this amount in of total data throughout a given month. We have that. That's kind of how we looked at fixed wireless access and other technologies today in Verizon. So looking at this from a last mile perspective, right? That's where, you know, a lot of our traditional, you know, connectivity can run into a lot of issues. Let's think some of our legacy technologies, you know, TDM or copper, right? This is where, you know, 5G technology can come in and replace those without having to take a look at long, expensive cable runs or, you know, having just to redo an entire architecture. Wireless can come in either a 4G or 5G perspective, right? And address those concerns, you know, saving the DoD time and money.
That's great. So how does Spiral 4 facilitate the integration of cutting edge technologies such as 5G, fixed wireless, and fixed wireless access into military operations? And we'll stick with Dave on this one.
Sure. We're culturally to a point where we have the functionality. We have the speed, we have the latency, we have the network, we have the expansive footprint that we need to conduct things, right? So, you know, this gives the DoD an opportunity to get services that are, again, mission specific for the speeds and latencies that they need, right? We're able to get them those services without having to, you know, run those long, expensive runs of cable to get a wire technology where they need it, right? So think about things like a pop-up base, or think about some things like this could even be like a fixed asset inside of a vehicle. So like for a vehicle area network, right? You need a particular speed in a vehicle that's mobile. So it's not just a fixed per se for a modem that does not move. So we have those services available that can do that for basically whatever the mission is now these days. It's pretty simple to reach out to us and to have, you know, an architect come in and design those solutions. And again, take what's needed for the mission, align that with what we have, and then design that solution out.
All right, great. Thanks. Great insights there. So how does the Spiral 4 ensure continuous and resilient public safety-based communication channels, say during emergency situations? And we'll go with David on this one.
Yeah, thanks, Matt. So at Verizon, just broadly, you know, we pride ourselves in our frontline capabilities, which is our network services that are provisioned and dedicated to first responder community for both blue sky exercises as well as support for national security events and disaster recovery and so forth. Unfortunately, as we're seeing right now in Western North Carolina and other states, the impact of Hurricane Helene. So with the DoD and the various users within the DoD that are part of that first responder community, they're able to access our frontline portfolio of services through the Spiral 4 contract. We take great pride in supporting them and a commitment more broadly, a commitment to interoperability across the first responder community, you know, with industry partners and so forth. But we've done a lot of exercises, learned a lot of lessons there. And then unfortunately, in certain situations like the Maui wildfires and situation in North Carolina today, you know, again, more and more lessons learned and how the assets can be beyond just the devices, you know, the use of drones for surveillance and search and rescue. But again, all those frontline capabilities are at the DoD's disposal through the Spiral 4 contract.
Okay, great. Dave and David, really appreciate your time today. And before we sign off, any final thoughts to share or anything we may have missed? And we'll start with Dave.
Yeah, no, again, Matt, thanks for having us again. It's, you know, just from a personal journey here, you know, and working all five of the G's here for Verizon and our legacy companies, it's really been neat to see the evolution of what we can do, especially in a mobile data space, right? Having 5G out here, and especially as we build out our C-band network, which is really densifying ultra wideband 5G coverage throughout the country and beyond, has been a really fascinating journey. It's exciting to see what our customers are already doing, and especially excited to see what we can do with, you know, the technologies we talked about today going into the future here. So again, thank you very much.
Awesome. Thanks, Dave. David, any parting shots?
Thanks again, Matt, for the opportunity to speak with you and to the audience here. And thanks to Dave Stepp for tag teaming this with me. We really appreciate the opportunity to serve our nation's military at Verizon. And, you know, this is one of many ways that we do it. So we look at it as their mission is our purpose. So we are leaning in daily to support the warfighter and their service to our country. So thanks for this opportunity. And, you know, we look forward to executing on the Spiral 4 contract and other vehicles as well. So thanks for your time. And thanks for the audience's attention.
Thank you, David and Dave, for joining us today. And big thank you to all of our listeners for tuning in. If you're interested in staying up to date on the latest best practices, lessons learned, and proven strategies for leveraging innovative technologies in digital transformation, be sure to visit governmenttechnologyinsider.com. I've been your host, Matt Langan, and until next time, so long.